Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. And I wanted to take a look here. Let's see. What is this weekend? Is it the... No, it would have been last weekend was the Tiffin Flea Market, the 12th and 13th of June. So the next one will be July 3rd and 4th for the Tiffin Flea Market, which is a big event for people in this area. Now, I want to thank Pastor Craig for calling in last hour and having that discussion about the vaccinations and the numbers and the statistics, and I certainly thank him for being very prepared and having those numbers and being able to have that discussion, because I think that's important. Don't forget to catch Pastor Craig's show every Sunday morning from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. on this station, every Sunday morning live. And I believe he's got a guest coming in this week that is going to be a very good show. Also, don't forget, Glenn Coble will be on with me today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life, and 4:10 to 5 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, and then 6 to 7, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the conversation that Pastor Craig and I had last hour? Feel free to jump in. I think it's a big conversation to have here on Vax-a-Million Day, and now you know the numbers according to the CDC. I guess overall, we've went up about 2%, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2% since this Vax-a-Million started. And 4 days after the announcement, the numbers did go up for 4 days after the announcement of Vax-a-Million, the vaccination numbers. But 1 week after the announcement, the numbers were back to where they were before. And I guess now they're people getting the vaccination daily are lower than they were prior to the Vax-a-Million announcement. So those are the numbers that we have been given at this point. And if there's anything you'd like to add or say about this, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And again, nobody would encourage or deny somebody the right to have the vaccination. I think you have to make that decision on your own, and then you're okay with it when you go in to get it. I think if you go in to get it and you're in a panic, that's probably not good. But you have to look at the idea that 42% of the population here in Ohio has had it now, and we don't see a whole lot of trouble there. So that's a little comforting, I guess, if you have not gotten the vaccination. So if you have anything to say, give us a buzz on that topic. 740-383-9944. Also remember, if the phone lines are busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Now, I do want to let Judy Cressup know her Zumbezi Bay passes are still here. Judy, if you want to come in and get those today between 4 and 5, you can. Judy Cressup, your Zumbezi Bay passes are available here in the studio. Between 4 and 5 today, you can get those. Now, this morning, I was doing a little bit of spring cleaning in my folder here. I keep a folder around of things that I want to talk about, trivia questions, things of that nature. And I found some trivia questions that, honestly, we might have done last year. I really don't remember when we did these, but they had to do with ice cream. Now, we had answered a lot of these, but there were some that we have not answered, and I figure, hey, we're in the middle of, well, we're in late spring here, just about to go into summer. Why not do some ice cream trivia questions this morning? See how smart everybody is. So here's the first one. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S. Does anybody know this? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. The question again, to do with ice cream. Ice cream trivia this morning. See how smart you are on this Wednesday morning. Now think about this. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Which is the largest? Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll see how good you are. See, now I wonder if people are Googling right now, getting out the cell phone to Google this answer. Does anybody know this off the top of their head? All the ice cream we consume in this country, does anybody know which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the United States? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the answer. Do want to give you an update on the tomato plant. After I watered it on, I guess it would have been Monday night? Yeah. After I watered it on Monday night and the rain came, it looks like it has come back to life as of yesterday, which is good. Things are back to normal in the tomato plant realm. Matter of fact, it has a flower on it, which apparently is where a tomato will appear. So now I'm just going to consider myself somebody with a green thumb at this particular point. Also, I enjoyed the conversation we had yesterday when it came to cicadas. That's a fascinating thing, the whole cicada thing that's going on, for lack of a better term, this summer. Every 17 years, I guess, we get this, and it caused Zambezi Bay to have terrible problems with the cicadas, and I was in Columbus this past weekend, as I said yesterday, and it was a mess. They were everywhere, and the noise was really, really loud, so it was something to be sure. All right, here we are. 22 and a half minutes past the hour. Apparently, nobody knows the answer to this question. Ice cream trivia here. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the United States? Is anybody even going to venture a guess at this point? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe this is why we did not get very far with this trivia last year. The questions might have been a little too hard. Well, when you think about the United States, America, American-based company, it's a good old American company, and it's the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S. Does anybody know? Now, I'll throw out another question, if that one's just a little too hard at this point. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? Now, this is interesting. Does anybody know the answer to that? Now, you've got a 1 in 50 chance of getting this one right. 740-383-9944. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? So, oh, you know what? The reason we're not getting any phone calls is because I don't have the phone line hung up. Did I hit the auto button? Okay. Well, that's probably the reason. You were probably getting a busy signal. Okay, call in now. 740-383-9944. I don't know why that didn't disconnect. 740-383-9944. Let me check the... Yeah, we got a dial tone now. Okay, give me a buzz now. It wasn't you, it was me. So if you called in to guess, you probably got a busy signal. Ah, here we go. Now the answers come. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll try Nestle's for the ice cream.
Nestle. Not Nestle, yeah. But a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. No, it is not Nestle. Let's see here. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the U.S.? Well, now the calls are coming. Go ahead, caller.
Was the novelty one the Good Humor Bar Company?
It was the Good Humor Bar Company. Now, did you Google that or did you know it?
No, not at all. I know it from watching last week, the show about the ice cream on the History Channel.
You know, apparently this was a very good show with a lot of knowledge.
Oh, my God, yeah. Them and Popsicle went round and round.
Well, it's interesting because it says Good Humor is undoubtedly known around the country for their ice cream and novelty bars being delivered in Good Humor trucks with ringing bells. One of the company's top-selling products is the Good Humor Bar, which was created in 1920 by Harry Burt. It was it was America's first ice cream bar on a stick.
Yeah. Yep, I think them and, like I said, Popsicle was at, San Francisco, I think. And they was going around and around for even the stick, you know, who founded the stick first and stuff like that. But
It's an interesting answer, but yeah, you got it right. It is the Good Humor Bar.
All right, on the one with the most ice cream, so this is a guess. I don't recall hearing this. I was just going to say with the tourism, maybe Florida, but I'm probably wrong.
Not Florida, but, you know, that's a good guess.
All right, Scott,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, the second question, yeah, what's Good Humor? We got a guess online that was wrong on this particular question. The question, again, was, which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? It is Good Humor. Breyers, I guess, is they've merged. Good Humor, the Good Humor Breyers company. Okay, second question here this morning. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? Which state has produced the largest number of ice cream volume-wise in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Judy Cressup, and I won the passes, and I was wondering if it would be all right for Sarah Burgraff to come in and pick them up for me.
Oh, no, is she going to come in between 4 and 5 today?
I believe so. I'll have to get with her.
Yeah, no problem. Between 4 and 5, she's free to come in and get them.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, absolutely. She can come in and get those. All right, but does anybody know, according to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? A 1 in 50 chance of getting this right. 740-383-9944. Are we going to have a guess online about this one? The last guess online did not go very well. They thought it was a Klondike, not a Klondike. All right, which state produced the largest number in volume of ice cream? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the largest amount of ice cream in volume comes from in the United States? And this time, I think the phones are working properly. So, we should be able to get the calls in. I have no idea how I kept the phone off the hook there, but I guess it does happen. Okay. No guesses on this one? Now, this time I think the phone is... Yeah, the phone's working properly this time. So, we're just waiting for an answer on this one. Guess one of the 50 states? You could be right. Let's see here. According to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? Does anybody know? Which state is producing all that ice cream? Okay, and I'll throw another question out there. Sometimes you get two questions going at the same time. According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream? Now, this is interesting. So, which country do you think consumes the most amount of ice cream? According to research done by MakeIceCream.com. Now, I bet they have a huge research staff over there at MakeIceCream.com. All right, here comes a guess. Let's take the guess. Go ahead, caller.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin! Because of all the cheese?
I don't know, I just guessed.
No, not Wisconsin, but a good guess.
Thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. No, not Wisconsin. The question there is, according to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? Does anybody know which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the United States? 740-383-9944. And then the other question floating around right now, according to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream? Does anybody know that? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is it California?
It is California. Did you look that up?
Yes.
No problem. But were you surprised that California produces the most amount of ice cream?
Yes, I was.
I thought it would be a cold place.
Yeah, I was looking more up north.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Well, I thank you for calling in. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, it is ice cream. California, it is, according to the USDA, which state produced the largest volume of ice cream in the U.S.? It is California. California alone produced 121 million gallons, followed by Indiana, Texas, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Minnesota. Go ahead, caller.
California?
Well... somebody just guessed that, but yes.
Oh.
You got caught in the way. But did you look it up?
You know it.
Okay, well, here's a chance for redeeming yourself. What's the number two?
New Mexico.
Now, why New Mexico?
I just took a stab at it. I don't know nothing without my Google.
It's a state that begins with an I.
Idaho?
Well, no. They're famous for their potatoes.
Well, then I don't know.
Indiana, right next door.
Well, I'm just a loser today, aren't I, Scott?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. That would be rude.
All right, I'll be tuning in.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, here we go. According to research done by MakeIceCream.com, which country consumes the most ice cream? Country now. We're getting out of the country. Which country consumes the most amount of ice cream? Does anybody know? Now, there's another one here. Well, this is an interesting question. I'm going to ask this. According to scientists at makeicecream.com, now they have scientists and researchers over there, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? Now, that's a little interesting. Now, scientists came up with this one. So if anybody asks me how I got this answer, scientists. It was scientists over at makeicecream.com. Okay, those are the two questions. First question, according to research done by makeicecream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream? Does anybody know which country consumes the most amount of ice cream? And then, I'm waiting to hear the guesses on this one. According to scientists at makeicecream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? How many licks does it take? You know, it's like that old commercial, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? How many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? Now think of a scoop of ice cream. One, you know, would it be a dollop? What's the difference between a dollop and a scoop? I doubt there's a whole lot of difference there. Does anybody know the answer here? 740-383-9944. How many licks to polish off one scoop of ice cream? Go ahead, caller.
Is the country France?
Not France, but that's a good guess. France is not the country. The question there, according to research done by makeicecream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream? Which country? In this great, big, vast world of ours, which country consumes the most amount of ice cream? And then, also the people over at makeicecream.com, according to scientists over there, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? So if you go to an establishment today and you get a one scoop ice cream cone, how many licks is it going to take you to finish that thing off? 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour here. Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Does anybody know the country that consumes the most ice cream? Or how many licks it takes to get rid of one scoop of ice cream? You know, that's probably a tough question to guess at. But if you think about it, maybe somebody at home right now has an ice cream cone out, licking it, seeing how many scoops it takes. Go ahead, caller.
The one that consumes the most ice cream, is it New Zealand?
Not New Zealand.
Okay.
Nope, good guess. Not New Zealand. According to research done by makeicecream.com, which country consumed the most amount of ice cream? We want to know which country consumes the most amount of ice cream. Not the people over in New Zealand. And again, no guesses on this one yet, but according to scientists at makeicecream.com, how many licks does it take to finish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? 740-383-9944. Who's going to be the brave soul who takes a guess, a stab, at that particular question? Does anybody know how many licks it takes to polish off one scoop of an ice cream cone? Or does anybody know which country consumes the most amount of ice cream? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Show us how smart you are. As I say, I picture somebody out there right now. They went to their freezer this morning. They got out a cone. They put one scoop of ice cream on there. And right now, they are licking that to see how many licks it takes to get rid of that one scoop of ice cream. Go ahead, caller.
457.
That's a good guess. 450, not right, but good. Good guess.
Make sure you hang the phone up on me this time, Scott, since you didn't hang up on me last time.
You know, I felt bad about that. I thought, boy, where are the calls at? Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Not 457, but see, there's a brave soul who came in and guessed. All right, here comes another guess. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I say 50 licks.
50 licks. You know what? You have got it right now. How did you know that?
Well, I'm smart. No, I looked it up on the internet.
You looked it up on the internet. Now, were you surprised that it only takes 50?
Yes, because my husband said 800 and some.
Yeah, see, I think in our last caller guessed almost 500.
But yeah.
It's only 50.
Yes.
Now, are you going to take your husband out today to get an ice cream cone, and you're both going to lick it to see if it takes 50 to get rid of that thing?
No, we don't eat ice cream. We don't lick ice cream, eat it, or anything.
Well, maybe, do you have any kids or grandkids?
Yeah, they do, but we don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're out there listening, and I'm glad you called in.
You're so welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. It takes 50. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, go try that tonight and report back tomorrow to see if that's right. Now, only get one scoop of ice cream. Don't go overboard. And see if it takes 50 licks to get to the center. Now, here's the explanation for this. The ice cream cone was invented at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904 by Ernest A. Hamwi, when a concessionaire ran out of ice cream dishes, Hamwi came up with the idea to take one of his crispy, thin Persian pastries and hand roll it to resemble a dish. While there were many people and countries who claimed to have invented the cone, Hamwi is officially credited by the International Association of Ice Cream Manufacturers. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the United States and being the number one ice cream consumer?
It is the United States. I thought that would be...
It's because of my husband.
Oh, no, he said, it's got to be us here in the ice cream because we love the ice cream.
It's because of my husband.
Well, you know what? You know how much we consume? Americans consume 23.3 quarts annually.
And half of that's my husband.
Isn't that... You know, some people really like ice cream, and some people really don't. What's his favorite type of ice cream?
It has to be like butter pecan. You know, the butter praline. Anything that'll rot his teeth.
Oh, he goes for those.
He likes the real sweet stuff. He can't do chocolate. He's allergic to it.
Now, what do you think of the 50 licks to get rid of one scoop of ice cream?
probably for the average person.
Well, do you think most people...
I don't think it takes that long for kids.
Well, do you think it's because they eat it?
Yeah.
They just bite into it. They don't really lick it.
They take a bite into it.
They take a bite into it. I think you're right. And I was trying to think, well, what's the difference between a scoop and a dollop?
I think a scoop is bigger than a dollop.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
That might be. See, I've never understood the dollop thing.
Dollop is like, you know, like a teaspoon. Take a dollop, like a teaspoon of sour cream and put it on your taco or whatever.
Baked potato.
Where a scoop is is a clump.
It's just a big clump. Well, hey,
I think.
Well, yeah, a big clump. Well, thanks for calling.
Okey-doke.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, yes, it is the United States. We are the biggest consumer of ice cream, country-wise. All right, next question here. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes a wide spectrum of frozen dessert products, including, now here you go, Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs? How about that? Now, one company distributes all those. Does anybody know which company it is? They distribute Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs. Which company distributes those? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Maybe somebody knows. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Where did you get your information on the amount consumed by country?
Let me go back here and take a look. Let me get the paper. Are you questioning the validity of this answer?
Well, I am, because if I pulled up icecream.com, New Zealand was number one by 7.5, and the United States was second.
Now, it says, according to research done by makeicecream.com, which country?
Icecream.com?
No, makeicecream.com.
Okay, well, I guess they all have their opinions.
I guess. So how much does it say New Zealand consumes?
Well, it says it's per gallon per capita, so it's 7.5, whatever the population is, I suppose.
Now, our study here says that Americans consume 23.3 quarts of ice cream every year.
Yeah, it just says 5.5, and New Australia's 34.8, and back right on down the line.
Yeah, but makeicecream.com is where the information came from.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I was thinking you said that.
Yeah.
That's
right.
No problem.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. All right, and the new question. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes a wide spectrum of frozen dessert products, including Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs? One company handles all that. Does anybody know what company that is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 47 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday. Don't forget, Glenn Coble will be on with me from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, then a Progressive Life Today from 12:10 to 1 p.m., then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 till 7 p.m. tonight. All right. Now, you know, I bet a lot of people have either Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, or Haagen-Dazs, and nobody has ever looked to see what company manufactures those. That must be a big company. Does anybody know what company manufactures all those brands? Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs. Go ahead, caller.
Is it General Mills?
Not General Mills, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Not General Mills. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes a wide spectrum of frozen dessert products, including Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs? Does anybody know which company does that?
740-383-9944. All right. Let's see if we get another guess here. It's an American-based company. Country right here in good old America. Must be a big company, like I said, to distribute all those. Okay, I'll throw another question at you here, too. Which American-based ice cream company developed a cowmobile to drive cross-country and hand out free ice cream as a marketing technique? Well, there you go. Does anybody know? I've never seen the cowmobile. Has anybody ever seen that come through here? That's another question. Which American-based ice cream company developed a cowmobile to drive cross-country and hand out free ice cream as a marketing technique? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you know the answer. About 10 minutes left in this particular hour here. First question again. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Häagen-Dazs? All right, maybe this is an answer here. And who has the cowmobile? Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Borden? Because of Elsie, the cow?
Not Borden, but that's a good guess. Yeah, not Borden.
I'm just thinking Elsie.
Have you ever seen the cowmobile?
No.
Neither have I. I wonder where this is going.
Maybe with the Oscar Mayer Wiener van.
Yeah, the Wiener mobile and the Goodyear
right.
blimp and the cowmobile.
I'd love it.
Yep, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Nope, phone lines are still open. It is not Elsie the Cow, not Borden's. Which American-based ice cream company developed a cowmobile to drive cross-country, handing out free ice cream? How'd you like that job, driving the cowmobile? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 51 and a half minutes past the hour here. Two questions remaining on the table here as time ticks away with our ice cream trivia. All right, here comes a guess. Let's see if it's the correct guess. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Smith Dairy?
Not Smith Dairy, but that's a good guess. Not Smith Dairy on this particular question. We'll get there. It's coming around, I feel. You know what I'm looking at here? Well, here we go. Here comes a call, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Pepsi.
Pepsi. Not Pepsi, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Not the Pepsi Company. How about that? Not good old Pepsi. They are not the one that we are looking here for today. Interestingly enough. All right. What do we got going on here? Da-da-da-da-da. Making a little adjustment here on the phone. We'll get here. All right. I think we got it now. Okay, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes a wide spectrum of frozen desserts, including Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Häagen-Dazs? Which company does that? Also, which American-based ice cream company developed a cowmobile to drive across the country and distribute free ice cream? Give us a buzz here. Got about 6 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to come in and answer these questions correctly? Big company. It must be. to have all these frozen products under the bandwagon. Also, I want to know who invented the cowmobile to drive across the country and distribute free ice cream. I've never seen the cowmobile in this area, but who knows? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We've had a lot of good guesses, and here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said Nestle?
Not Nestle. Not Nestle, though. That's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, when you say good guess to everything, well, I don't know. Is everything a good guess? Why not? You think, Glenn, everything's a good guess?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let me get your mic on here. Do you know the answers to any of these questions that you're driving in this morning?
Well, I thought the lady was right when she said, what was the answer that she gave early? Borden? Yeah, I thought she was right on that.
Oh, you thought Borden's was right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Nestle?
What for which answer? The cowmobile?
Oh, no, the ice cream? Is that...
But
I don't know.
No, no, not Nestle. Good guess, though.
Okay, thank you.
Now, remember, let me read this question again. Which American-based company manufactures and distributes a wide spectrum of frozen dessert products, including Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs? So they distribute Nestle. So I don't think Nestle is the head company there. But they, and since I know the answer, I know they're not the head company. So that just clears that one all right up, right off the top. But which company distributes and manufactures all those brands? Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs. 740-383-9944. And then the other question here this morning, who invented the cowmobile to drive cross-country to hand out free ice cream to everybody? It is an ice cream company. 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left to go here in the program. Are we going to have any more guesses on either one of these questions? Interestingly enough, 740-383-9944. Which company, American-based company, manufactures all those products? The Starbucks, the culture of Starbucks, Push Pops, Healthy Choice, Skinny Cow, Nestle, and Haagen-Dazs, and who invented the cowmobile? It's also an American-based ice cream company that, I guess it's a marketing tool, the cowmobile, to go around the country and pass out ice cream. Does anybody know the answer to either one of those questions? About 2.5 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Had a lot of good guesses this morning. These are a little more difficult questions. Go ahead, caller.
Dryers.
You got it. It's Dryers, the Dryers Company.
Now, Jeff, and Ben and Jerry for the other one.
You looked them both up, didn't you?
I did. I cheated.
You did. You were just sick of me asking those questions over and you said, I got to shut him up this morning.
Good old Google.
Now, were you surprised about it? Did you ever see the Dryer's name on any of these products?
No.
Neither have I. I wonder if it's on there. I'm going to have to look. And Ben and Jerry's. Now, have you ever seen the I guess it's the cowmobile.
No, but I read that they went across country in 1986.
You read the whole
motor
thing.
With a motorhome painted like a cow.
Yeah, but Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, I guess, went around in it.
Yep.
Yeah, they must have had fun. What fun that would have been. Well, hey, thanks for the answers. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yep, Ben and Jerry's did the cowmobile, and it was Dryers Grand that distributes all of those frozen goodies, I guess. Okay, you know what? Here's a quick question, and you should be able to answer this in the minute we have left. Maybe you should be able to. Which month is deemed National Ice Cream Month, as well as the month that sells the most amount of ice cream in the U.S.? You got 1 in 12 chance of getting this right and 1 minute left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I should have that memorized after 7 years, you would think. Does anybody know which month is National Ice Cream Month? Now, don't look that one up. Which month is... Oh, the Cowmobile. That's interesting. Is that in the Smithsonian now? Did we put that in the Smithsonian?
Didn't say so.
Which month is National Ice Cream Month? And remember, it's National Ice Cream Month because it's the month that we sell the most amount of ice cream in the United States. 740-383-9944. And I'm guessing you can rule out about half the months here with no problem. National Ice Cream Month. Don't look this up. Just give me a guess quickly here. 740-383-9944 with about 30 seconds left to go. Who's going to come in with National Ice Cream Month and the month that we sell the most ice cream in the United States? It's the same month. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We want to know the answer here. Does anybody know? You got to prepare for these things. National Ice Cream Month and the month in the U.S. we sell the most amount of ice cream. Well, we're down to about 15 seconds here. Is anybody going to slide in with the answer here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe no brave soul this morning is going to slide in and give us that month. You got a 1 in 12 chance of getting it right, and really, here in Ohio, you got about a 1 in 6 chance of getting it right. Really, 3? You think 3? Okay. Well, maybe this is the correct answer coming in under the wire. Go ahead, caller.
August.
Not August. Good guess, though. Oh, boy. And Glenn thought we had a number, a 1 in 3 chance here. Not August. Well, now maybe you have a 1 in 2 chance of getting this right. What is National Ice Cream Month? Also the month that we sell the most ice cream in the United States. Go ahead, caller.
July.
July is right. You got it. Thank you. July is right, and we're going to break on that note. Be back.
I really, now he's got a lot of money that he can put behind him, but how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. The Talking Place. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH. Marion, Ohio, 107.